game.
Taking over for Chip tonight. Still on the road. You have no computer access. And couldn't have that old man intro, man. It just doesn't work out very well for me. So good Thursday evening, everybody. I am the temporary host of the Thursday Night Show, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. And this is not going to be a replay of the Monday Night Show where we recap the boondoggle. However, I think we could probably talk about it for months, but tonight we are going to, and we're working on the chat room thing. I don't know if we got that chat room up yet or not. Let me just double check. Wheeler, did you get that going, brother?
Working on it right now, bud.
You are the man.
I am.
So, sorry for that delay. Technical difficulties here at the Levi household, but no big deal. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Jackson Kayaks, Bending Branches Paddles, Orca Coolers, Tackle Webs, Slay Rink Lures, YakAngler.com, and of course the unofficial beverage of the Redfish Chuck Show, Jack Daniels. So what we're going to talk about tonight, for the most part, is going to be next weekend's, not this upcoming weekend, but the following weekend's festivities down in the Everglades. Which is the Adventure Fishing World Championships. Super excited about it. Native Watercraft, Liquid Logic came together, or I guess Liquid Logic is Native Watercraft, whatever, came up with an idea for a crazy kayak fishing tournament, which would basically level the playing field for all teams involved, because you have to not only catch fish, but you also have to combine your ability to be able to navigate within the 10,000 islands down in the Everglades. And if you have not been down there yet, I can assure you that it is a chore. It will be a chore for anybody to be able to do so and get themselves around who doesn't have, mapping skills or a really, really good GPS, but even with the GPS, when you get around some of those smaller islands, it's easy to get turned around, so it'll be definitely interesting. So anyway, joining me tonight on the phone, as always, Mr. Wheeler.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, you know it, nothing much, brother, just filling in for Chip and getting excited about going down there and having what looks like to be another miniature boondoggle. with the teams that are going down there, it's like the same people we just saw this past weekend. The Loziers, myself, Alan Ryland, Pepe, Captain Alex. There's a couple local guys that are going down there as well, Dee Kaminsky and her husband. Quite a few folks, Chip and the Clone. So, it'll be interesting to see see what happens. I think most of us have already just come to the conclusion that we're pretty much just going to try and fish and have a good time. You know, not going to stress out about worrying about having, a podium type experience down there. So, but how are things in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm sitting here nestled in between four heaters in my garage, going through the cleaning up the boondoggle festivities, and trying to get this thing with the computer to work, man. But in the famous words of Mike Ortego, get your fish on.
There you go. There you go. And as I was perusing through Facebook today, I noticed that Captain Mike Ortego, Boudreaux, and, of course, Mr. Steve Chapman are off at the Bassmaster Classic in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I think they're pretty much freezing their tatushes off as well. There was snow falling when they got there. Now it's raining. It's supposed to be some thunderstorms, I think, tonight. But I think today I saw the low was in the 30s or something like that. So definitely kind of chilly. Interesting. I can't wait for their Saturday show. Should be interesting. For those of you that don't know what their Saturday show is, that is the Fishing Florida radio show. Airs from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock in the morning on 740thegame.com or 740 The Game if you're local to me here in Central Florida. You can also listen to it on iHeartRadio, and I'm sure they will have a ton of really, really good interviews. I saw they already interviewed Ike and Ellie, which I'm sure that was probably pretty awesome. A couple of the other big-name bass fishermen guys. Hate to say it, but like with the exception of like Kevin Van Dam and Ike and Ellie, that's pretty much the only two I know. So don't really follow the low sodium too much, but looks like a good time anyways. They had their media day today, and it was cool to see the pictures and whatnot. So check them out on Facebook if you want to get involved in anything they got going on or whatever. Ask some questions maybe to ask some of those bass guys. Feel free to get a hold of them. But let's see. I'm going to run back to the phones. Looks like I got another caller from your area code there. Is this one of the Loziers possibly?
This is the male version.
The male version of the Double L crew. Mr. Mark, how are you, sir?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Well, first off, everybody's asking me where the chat room is. Did you open the chat room up?
We were working on it, and I couldn't get Wheeler and I couldn't get one open. Wheeler, are you able to get your computer up yet?
Yeah, we got it. I got some messages from other listeners asking where the chat room was. So.
Oh.
There's a lot of right now. They're
so
messaging
what?
Me, so I'm messaging them.
Oh, there you go. Okay, cool. Yeah, my flash player was turned off on the computer when we did some cleanup on it, and I went to download it back on, and for whatever reason, it doesn't like me right now. So didn't realize that till it was almost showtime. So I apologize for the chat room issues, folks. Hopefully it's going for you good right now. And from Mr. Mark, we go to Mr. Allen.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I had to throw my computer out the window, too.
Yeah. Everyone's having computer problems. I don't know what the deal is, but that's cool. So I know Mark Lozier, I know you're getting ready to spin around and come right on back down here to Florida for the Adventure Fishing World Championship. You excited?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if Florida has like a temporary residence card or something, because I think Chris and I are probably pretty close, buddy. You know, a little. Spend half of our taxes there, so we might as well get something out of it.
Yeah, I hear you. I like it.
Yeah, we are excited. I'm really looking forward to it. I've fished a lot of places, and that's one place I've never made it to so far, so I've made it pretty close, but never fished. Well, I have fished there before. Out of a boat, I guess I should correct myself, but I've never done it out of a kayak, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck. Chat room's open.
Cool. Chat room is up. Chat room is up. We are good to go on the chat room, so you guys feel free to graze about in the chat room. It's the only button that was close to me where my little pointer was, so... We're going to do our best job not to destroy Chip's show tonight. But anyway.
What are you going to do, kick us out?
Yeah, right. Yeah, pretty much the three out of the four hosts are on right now, so I think we got majority. When are you coming down, Mark?
We're leaving Thursday. I got that little thing called work to do. You know, I got a page to put down there, so... Yeah, we're leaving Thursday sometime. Yeah, we'll get down there in time to settle in and go to the captain's meeting and just go get it.
Good deal. Sounds good, man. Yeah, we're going to – Al and I, Pepe, and Captain Alex, I think we're all rolling out of here Thursday, and then we'll get down there some point early, hopefully evening Thursday, wake up in the morning on Friday and be able to do a little fishing just for fun.
What do you got, like a 2.5-hour drive?
No, it'll probably be about maybe 3, maybe 4. Just depends on traffic. Yeah, when you hit Miami, so, you know, it can get kind of squirrely. It's usually where we get hung up because we just take it 95. I mean, I'm guessing, unless those guys have a better way to go, but I would just take it 95 south down to, I think it's Alligator Alley or whatever, and run that all the way across to...
Gotcha, yeah. I'm going across, I don't know, someplace north 4. I guess heading to Orlando and then dropping straight down on something else that runs me right into Everglades City. Look like the best route for us is putting me about 15 hours around the button.
Yeah. Well, I'm not driving, so I'll leave all the directional responsibility up to Pepe. So, Alan, what are you thinking as far as route, buddy?
I just south. I've never been down there. Point south and
go as far as you can do
drive.
It and just start heading west.
That's
right.
When we see water, start fishing.
Yeah.
For me, I took both ways for the boondoggle last year, and the 95 to 75, which is Alligator Alley, is much, much easier than trying to go through BFE in Central Florida.
Yeah. In fact, we came back up that way, and after dropping Adam off at the airport, we came back up that way, Jess and I. And I felt like we probably spent an extra 2.5 hours in the car that way. But, you know, the 95 route straight down and then straight across was probably about the easiest way that I found for us from where we're at to go. So that'll probably be the direction of travel. And like I said before, we're going to get down there and hopefully be able to just do a little fun fishing on Friday morning. This way here, we're all kind of relaxed and just, you know, whatever. And not pre-fishing, because pre-fishing for this particular tournament is pretty much worthless. But, you know, just for fun, get down there and try and catch some snooks and whatever else wants to play. But, you know, it should be a good time. I know talking to Woody during the boondoggle, he was all jazzed up about it. And, you know, I'm watching the team registry, and it's not really filling up very fast, which... gives everybody a better chance, I guess, and it'll be interesting. It should be a good time, but like I say, it's going to be like having a mini boondoggle, like right after the major boondoggle, so it should be fun. I imagine Friday night will be a blast.
Heck yeah. That's what it's about, another good time. That's the way we're looking at it. Definitely going to compete, but we're definitely just going down there to enjoy ourselves. As of now, I ain't going to say it, never mind. Forget it.
I know where you're going with that. And
if I said forget it, I'm not throwing the mojo on myself. So
yeah,
I
yeah, that's all right. You know what? Like I told Pepe, I told Alan, all the guys. I'm like, let's just go down there and have a good time. And if one of us wins or places, cool. If not, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. It's fishing. It's fun.
If it was easy, everybody'd be doing it, right?
That's what I'm saying. The nice thing about it is we've been fortunate enough to have, at least my team has been fortunate enough to have sponsor backing to where it's literally shouldn't cost us anything but food, which is really pretty cool. It's the first time I've ever had all that kind of stuff covered for a tournament, which was pretty nice. Got to give some shout-outs to those sponsors, of course. Chip Gibson paid for our entry fee, and I got Steve Chapman took care of Pepe and I's room and board, and then Captain Mike Ortigo from Tackle Webs took care of our fuel costs to get down there and back. So,
awesome.
You know, yeah, it's like a freebie weekend almost, you know, just minus food rations, and so.
We got the KFR hooked up, but we got the Amera College Fund dwindling on the rest of the hookups.
Should be going to community college as opposed to state college when this all all said
Hamburger University.
Hamburger University. I like it. I checked the pantry today, so my rations are covered. We got like 7 or 8 packs of ramen noodles, so I'm good for the weekend.
You're in like Flint.
That's it. And I got some crackers, found some Ritz.
There's going to be a bunch of angry guys in that truck on the way back there. Everybody's going to be hungry and cranky there.
Oh, I'm just covering myself. I'm saying like that 7 packs is good for me.
Oh,
like,
those 7 for you. I got you.
Alan, I heard Alan's going to make us all sandwiches. Is that right, Alan?
Oh, yeah. I'm packing a couple coolers. I'm bringing food. So
ham sandwich.
Covered. And sandwiches. Yeah. And buy you in a sausages.
Nice. Beanie weenies. Hopefully our room down there has got a microwave in it. We won't, you know, explode the microwave with the canned sausages. But
well, I know you're going to hit the Havana Cabana.
I might have to do that. I didn't do that during the boondoggle.
Oh, man, you got to try their Cuban sandwich.
I was like the only person that didn't go there.
And for $5, you can't go wrong, man.
Yeah, I mean, I was even thinking about just going over to the Chokoloski Island State Park, wherever that thing was, or whatever the hell they call it, marina, where we did our last boondoggle, and just buying some shrimp and standing on the dock and catching snook.
There you go, man.
Let Pepe and Alan and Alex get out there and paddle around in that current, and I'll just sit back and catch snook right off the dock. I'm telling you, that was the craziest thing I ever seen. We went out. Just for those of you that don't know, not this past boondoggle, obviously, but the one prior February, we were down in Chokoloski, which is where this tournament's basically going to take place. And we paddled off into the 10,000 islands and went looking for fish or whatever. We found a bunch of fish. It was cool, whatever. I come all the way back from paddling my butt off against the tide. I look over, and Mark Watanabe and Sam are sitting there, and Mark's eating like a cheese sandwich or something. I don't know what he was eating, but he had a rod just like sitting in his lap with a shrimp dangling in the water. And then I watched him like lower that shrimp about 2 feet out of the reel, you know, and all of a sudden rod goes off, and it's a freaking snook. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I just paddled like 4 miles, like, you know, when you count how many, you know, paddle strokes you took. To go look for snook, you sat here at the dock, you know, eating a sandwich, dinking, you know, dropping a shrimp down, catching snook. So the place down there is definitely really cool, man. It's a lot of fun. The fishing can be on fire. We found that out. At least some of us did during that boondoggle. So should be good. Should be good. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It'll be a good time. The question's been coming up, you know, as far as strategy. I know. Woody and them put up a map of the area down there asking, you know, what would your strategy be or whatever. The strategy is to not die. That's pretty much what my strategy is.
Make it back before we become food for something else at night, right?
That's right, because once you enter into the Everglades / 10,000 Islands, you have officially become part of the food chain. So, you know, my goal is to make it to however many said checkpoints we need to catch our fish and just get back and enjoy the rest of the festivities, you know. Again, winning is not really that big of a concern for me. It's just more or less, let's just do it and say we did it and get it over with, and then let's focus on the next one. Hopefully, if it's back down here again, and it's a multiple day as they were kind of talking about wanting to do, now we're talking. Got to pitch a tent out on an island and stay the night and then move on in the morning and keep catching fish. That sounds like a lot of fun. So, but you got any secret or not so secret weapons you're going to bring down here with you, Mark Lozier?
Nah, I don't have. I'm just going to bring what I would normally throw and do do whatever. Like I said, this is my first time there. Especially out of the kayak, I have fished it from the other side. Key Largo, Tavernier area, we rode back there, flats boats and fished up there. It's all wiped out now. The Flamingo and the Everglades camp or whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, we fished it from that side into the Everglades. Actually, we pulled right up to where the no motor zones and stuff in there, and fished, you could cast right up into the no motor zone side, but you couldn't take the boat. But pretty much we fish it just like probably you guys fish your area. I mean, jig heads and plastics, and I know you and I were talking about some of the other stuff, you know, to use in there, but it's not my world. My first time there, so I'm just going in and doing what you do, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How about you,
look
Alan?
Look for fishy locations. Seems like mangroves on the high tides and all holds a lot of fish. They hide up under those mangroves and try to lure them out with whatever. Put a hook in them.
I like it. Mr. Allen.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to bring, I'm thinking some top water. Definitely going to have some top water. Probably rig up at least three rods. Cover all depths, top water, subsurface, maybe some jigs, you know, oyster. I've never fished it, so it's going to be kind of an experimental thing to me. But I can tell you this, I will have every color of Slayer ink baits known to man. those things, I don't think it matters where you're at. Those things just seem to produce. I know you probably saw my picture. The guys down from Alabama, North Carolina, to Boondoggle. And I know you talked well at me. We introduced them into the Slayer Nation, I guess you could say, and seeing some picks starting to come up with some fish they caught. So definitely going to be throwing some Slayer. Definitely have a couple of them rigged up. And, you know, I don't know. It's going to be different. I've never fished it, but, you know, I figure, you know, a redfish is a redfish, snook is a snook, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's a pretty good way to look at it for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I've got Pepe and I are kind of lucky, I guess. I hear that I have this mystery box showing up from Patrick Seville full of some rather sick lures to throw. So kind of excited about that. Good old Steve Chapman coming through again. But I'm with you. I mean, I'm gonna throw some topwater plugs. I'll throw some subsurface stick baits and maybe some like Meridine style baits, but a little bit larger.
Yeah. You know what I was gonna say, the Meridines. I was just gonna say that those things. I haven't used them. I don't use a lot of hard baits, but those things they work. I'll tell you,
the only downfall to fishing that area down there is the number of oyster beds.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you really got to try and focus on fishing the so one of y'all got a lot of static. I muted Mark thinking it was him, but it's not Mark. I think it's you, Alan.
Oh,
anyway.
I don't hear it.
Oh, okay. So anyway, most of the fish are going to be oriented to those mangrove trees and around the edges of the mangroves and whatnot. So, when we were down there last time, I had the most success catching snook on the backside of the islands where the eddies were created from the tide, and throwing jerk shads and shad tails as far back up into the mangroves as you can get them. If you can skip... If you know how to skip a bait and, like, really get it up underneath the trees, man, you're going to be on more times than not. And the fact that you catch snook down there like we catch trout up here, to me, is just cool. I never get tired of catching snook. I don't care what size they are. They're just a lot of fun to catch. And, then you got to kind of play the redfish card where, okay, are they going to feed up high? Are they going to feed down low? Or, you know, what are they going to do? So... I don't know. When we were down there, I pulled a few redfish the same way I was catching the snook, just pitching up underneath the trees and working a jerk shad. Or this time, this go around, I'll be throwing that SST and SSB quite a bit from Slayer. So we'll see. It should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. I'm just interested to see what kind of party Woody's got planned for this thing. I'm sure there'll be PBRs on tap. So, but I'm going to hit a button real quick. I'm not sure which one yet. I'm trying to figure it out. Hit a button real quick and give us kind of a second here. Hang on. Okay. Ring-a-ding, ding, 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 dong. Ring-a-ding, dong, ding, ding, dong. Ding, 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 dong. That was obnoxious. All right.
Give me the flask of dawn.
That's a good one.
That's my jam.
With plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man. I got one. Oh, damn, I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Yeah, there you go. I think I lost Lozier. Yep, Lozier dropped off. But Alan's still here, so we're good.
Yeah, I'm still here. Yep.
We got Wheeler still here. We're good.
Yep.
Jim's on the line. He's been holding. Sorry about that, Jim.
Man, that's okay. I survived the zombie onslaught during the boondoggle. That chip left out before he hauled out of Atlanta, so I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you back, brother. I'm sorry you missed out on the boondizzle. It was a lot of fun.
Don't remind me.
No worries.
I fished the Everglades a couple times, and the times I've been down there, we threw a white bucktail jig, quarter ounce, and a large zero spook all day. And, you know, a white bucktail jig, tip with a little segment of shrimp, caught grouper, snook, snapper, Spanish mackerel, trout, just a little bit of everything. So it's an oldie, but it's a goodie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong with a bucktail jig, especially a white bucktail jig. Down there, the fish tend to feed a lot more on white bait than they do on crustaceans and things like that, as they do up here. So the greenies and the pilchards and the thread fins and all that kind of stuff. So that white bucktail really does a good job of imitating a lot of that stuff. I don't know. I might get crazy with it. I might bring a fly rod down there with me just for fun, just to try and get a snook on fly, just for fun, you know.
It would be a great bait for down there, now that I'm thinking about it. That
what?
Sinking trip from Unfair Lures, how it dives back in,
mm-hmm.
dives back underneath those mangroves. That would be an awesome little bait to throw.
Yeah, I've got a few of them, so I may be bringing those down there with me too. Paul from Unfair Lures was out there with us at the boondoggle down here in Cars Park, and if you guys haven't seen any of his lures, so check him out, unfairlures.com. Paul's a great guy. He was a guest on my show the Monday prior to the boondoggle, gave away a whole bunch of his lures. I mean, did you see the prize packs, people? You got a prize pack. Did you get a pretty good prize pack from him?
Yeah, definitely. I actually donated it to Stan and Holly.
Oh, killer.
As a gift, you know, kind of a thing for his grandfather.
Very nice, very nice. That was a nice gesture, man. And also, too, people didn't know that you bought a guest pass, or you bought a membership pass for Cars Park, and then you gave Stan and Holly your guest pass.
Yep.
Which was awesome, man. Kudos to you. That's awesome. That's good karma right there. But let's see what else is going on in the world of Central Florida. Oh, I could tell you what's going on. That's an air wrench, people. Speed Weeks. If you're not a NASCAR fan, something's wrong with you. Grow a mullet. Drink Natty Ice. That's the way you're supposed to do it. It's American. America! And, but like 30 minutes north of where I sit right now sits the Daytona International Speedway. And up until about two or three years ago, I had been to every Daytona 500 since 1990. And I'm kind of upset that I didn't go to this one. But I did, however, send my parents up to the duels today, which was pretty cool. Let's see, we got... Who's this at 305 area code?
Who do you think,
like,
man?
Mr. Peppy.
Yes, sir.
Who do I...
Peppy.
Wow. Yeah.
About time.
How's it going, Peppy? Way to show up.
There, man. I was actually, you know where I was. I was actually in a big countywide meeting over here with some duck hunting issues going on. You know, some guys trying to restrict some areas and stuff and like that. So that was kind of important.
The ducks have filed a protest.
What's that?
I said the ducks have filed a protest.
Oh, yeah. There was actually some guy wearing a shirt with a magic marker on it, painted on it. What would the ducks want?
Are you serious?
I could not believe that, yes.
Yeah, some people just need to find a hobby, like knitting, crochet.
Yeah.
Something to get themselves, you know, busy, keep themselves busy so they're not... who has time to do that? Who has time to write on a shirt, to go and protest against anything, just to stand there like looking like an idiot? Oh, well, what are you going to do?
But, you know, whatever. District is pretty good. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, you practice catch and release duck hunting, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah, man. All the time.
Yeah. What's the problem?
I release them on the grill.
There you go. Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I appreciated the ones you released on the grill at Boondoggle for sure.
Easy. Easy. Jim didn't get to go. Jim didn't get to go, so let's not rub it into Jim that we had elk and we had venison backstraps and we had duck and we had low country boil with crawfish.
Fish and chef.
The fish and chef was cooking. Jim, don't worry about it, buddy. You didn't miss any of that stuff.
Dude, I heard the whole thing. I listened to your show Monday night. I listened to your show last night, and I was talking to my wife going, they had elk. They had backstrap. They had duck poppers. She just shook her head. I'm like, it's just not right. I blame Chip. The zombie bit me, man. Tuesday night, the zombie bit me after I packed my fishing tackle and got money for the raffles out of the ATM. The zombie stuck in and bit me, and it was all over for them for about 3 days.
Well, I can assure you that that the next Boondoggle will be one that people will not want to miss either. So look forward to that, buddy. I'll make sure that somebody has elk or venison or ducks. So we'll make it happen again.
We might even have some gator next time.
May even have some gator. There you go.
Tastes like chicken.
Some gator at the Boondoggle.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, man. you know what? What the heck? I'm going to talk about the Boondoggle for just a second. Sorry, Jim. But I'm pretty certain that all you guys that were new to boondoggling, i.e. Alan, Pepe, and a bunch of you guys that were probably listening that came down, are pretty much now addicted to said boondoggle. It's a lot of fun, man. It's really hard to find that kind of weekend-long camaraderie besides just fishing that you get at our events. And when I say our events, I must be clear on this. That would be...
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
So, yakangler.com and Kayak Fishing Radio are the ones that put on the boondoggles, mainly Chip, Adam, and Mark. Chip Gibson, Adam Hayes, Mark Watanabe, Yak Sushi. Wait a second. Why doesn't Adam have a button? Like, Yak Sushi has a button. Adam should have a button. Like, the Lollipop
Guild.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. The Lollipop Guild. Poor little bastard. I got a button. He should have a button. But anyway, so yeah, man, it's just, you know, at the end of the day, we really enjoy ourselves with the boondoggle. We've got a couple of ideas in mind for where the next one may be, and if it's any of the ones that I've heard, you know, talked about, then it's going to be a great time. Should be awesome. So look forward to that. But anyway, Adventure Fishing World Championships back on target. If you have not signed up yet, you still have time. You can go to AdventureFishingWorldChampionship.com.
Yep.
Yep.
You can sign up right there. See who you're going to be fishing against, and you can see where guys are from. I think we got people coming down from like New Jersey and where like Kentucky or Georgia, something like that. I don't know where, but all over the place. It'll be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be good times. But, Pepe, you got any kind of secret stuff for, well, not so secret, but any kind of lures that me and you were going to be throwing or you're going to be throwing that I should know about?
Cohibas.
Yeah, Cohibas. I got some word. Well, you know we'll be throwing Slayer. You know
mm-hmm.
that. You know we'll be throwing some Slayer, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I also know that we will be throwing some special, some Patrick Sabeel stuff.
Yeah, I talked about that right before you called in.
Yep, we will be throwing some of that, and shoot, whatever else works, man, that's why I want to pre-fish on Friday.
Yeah, fun fish, man, fun fish.
Now,
fun...
the long-term forecast, long-term forecast is showing for, cold day on Saturday, so that will be interesting if it sticks that way. It's supposed to be a high of like 68 degrees, low of like 48 degrees, so that will be interesting because the snook bite will turn off with that kind of cold. So we'll see. We're still far. We're still long, you know, long ways away for that. So
yeah, yep. I'm not worried about it. I got a couple of a couple sweet little spots. That if there's a checkpoint anywhere near them, I ruin the fish during the boondoggle. So, in one of these particular locations. So yeah, if it wasn't hot. I don't think was it hot during the boondoggle, Mark?
You know, it was just kind of like what you're saying. It was chilly in the morning.
Yeah.
Especially that morning you came back after sleeping in till noon. And you're like, dude, I just actually tore up the snook.
Yeah, yeah.
You're sitting there talking about it, and all I could hear was just being dropped. So, yeah, I mean, the thing about that place is you have so many of those cuts that are really deep, you know, that those snook can hide underneath those mangroves and stay warm, especially with that mucky bottom some of them had, dark black. You know, plus mud almost.
Yeah.
That I really wouldn't worry about it. You know, if it was, you know, like a forecast where we kind of had this last weekend where it was really cold for a few days, then yeah, I'd say you definitely had an issue. But even still, I was still catching snook in my cast net in the marina at Cars. So.
There you go. So cast net snook. That's how you do it. If you can't get them to eat, if you can't get them to take the jig, you just throw a net on them.
There you go, man.
But, and don't forget, too, if you get lost. If you get lost down there, the Everglades are a place where men are men and sheep are scared. So make sure you have the necessary safety equipment that is required per the tournament, i.e. like a, yeah, sheep. Like a flare gun and your rain suit. Wonderful. Anyway, a flare gun, your rain suit, compass, whatever else they require you to have. A gallon of water per angler. There's a bunch of things. So, you know, make sure that you guys are all stocked up on all that kind of stuff, too. But, yeah, check it out, man. They got a Facebook page. Adventure World Fishing Championship. That's pretty much it, I guess. I don't know.
You know, the good thing about being down there for all of y'all, you guys are going to have the tides on your side. First part of the day, they're going to be going out, so you can ride it all the way out. Second half of the day, they're going to be riding all the way back in. So use that to your
That's
advantage.
Right.
Wish everyone luck, and I hate you all for me not being there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's going to be a good time, like I said. And I'm not big on tournament fishing anyway because I don't like to get all caught up in the excitement. As you can tell, I'm not a very excitable type person. So, you know, what?
Only when you're drinking Jack.
And I just love everybody. I just want to give people, like, man hugs and dance around fires and whatnot.
Yeah, hey, Hey, can I say that as far as your dancing, dude, you tear it up. That was
thanks,
that was
buddy. I got some sweet dance moves when I'm drunk.
Got to teach me some of those. No, sober too, man. You were tearing it up.
You guys all missed it. Everybody that pulled out of Cars Park early on Monday, I was all dancing on top of a picnic table at one point. It got a little crazy. But I was hoping for dollar bills, but it never happened. Family show. Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much all I got, man. It's 8:40. Like, can't keep talking about this event because it hasn't happened yet, so I don't really know what all to expect. All I know is that it's going to be one heck of a good time, and for those of you that miss out on coming down here for this particular one, hopefully you'll be able to make it down for the next one. Should be good. I know, talking to Woody, he's got some pretty big plans for this whole deal as far as making it bigger, making it longer, multiple day, and so on and so forth. Let's just hope that everybody gets out there, has a good time, stays safe, makes it back safe, catches a few fish. And if Pepe and I should be so lucky as to win this thing, I will have a Slayer for sale on Monday.
We will have two Slayers for sale.
We could do a combo package deal on those Slayers.
They're giving out two.
Yeah, I don't think Diablo will be too happy if they see me paddling around on a Slayer.
Yeah, two boats, Alan. The winning team each gets each angler gets a Slayer.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So. And I think that, didn't they say there's prizes through 10th place?
Yes, and there's breakout prizes, too, for each fish, too, each different type of species.
Right, right. So, like, the biggest redfish, the biggest trout, the biggest snook. I wonder if they have a prize for the smallest fish.
You know what? If you talk to Woody about it, I'm sure he would throw it in there.
Wonder if there'll be any rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Hey, I just got an email with the layout for our shirts, and they are sweet.
Yeah, see that, Pepe? He had to go and try and be like us now and get
dirty. He had to do that, man.
Mini me.
All right.
One upper.
One upper.
You don't got a tackle web's hat.
Pepe says you ain't got a tackle web's hat.
Don't go there. Don't go there.
You cut him deep, man. You cut him deep.
Someday.
Yeah, whatever. All right, folks, this is getting ridiculous. All right, 8:43. I appreciate everybody joining
Boondoggle.
Us in the chat room.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle?
Really?
What the heck?
And you're out of control. How many people are in the chat room? Is anybody even listening to this besides the five of us on the phone?
Yeah, man,
there's
we
nine.
Got Jason Reds, Engineer, JPSW Fish, The Lozier, Hammerhead Greg Chris, Yak Chum, Tommy Head Jigs. Thank you again for donating to the Boondoggle there, bud, and Mr. Tim Marsh.
Cool. Is Wade fishing the Adventure Fishing World Championship?
Mm-hmm. I don't think he is.
No, I don't think so.
Oh. All right.
Greg Chris was the one that won the Orca Cooler, right?
Yeah.
Tell him to throw some pictures up on Facebook, man.
Yeah. Greg, we need some pictures of that Orca Cooler, brother. Take some pictures in your man cave there of your garage where you keep all your kayaks. Appreciate it, brother.
Wade just says he has to work.
Yeah. Did anybody get pictures of me or you with our Orca Cooler?
I don't think so. We need to get some.
Yeah, really. Failing.
I think we need to do that this next weekend down there.
Yeah, well, we're going to bring both of them down there?
What the heck? We got to take pictures.
Are we going to have room?
We're
only taking one truck, right?
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll make room. There's always room for an orca. But anyway, cool, folks. If you didn't know, we also have another way for you to listen to us is by way of iPhone app or Android app or Google product app, available for free either in your iTunes account or your Google app account. Download it, Kayak Fishing Radio. It's pretty simple. You can listen to live streaming shows. You can listen to the podcast, and stay in touch with all things Kayak Fishing Radio. We've got some big things coming. We're going to have some live streaming stuff that'll stream 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, excuse me, so you guys can listen to little snippets of each show, and there'll be little commercial spots and that kind of thing coming soon. So look forward to that. And then, of course, yakangler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Mark Watanabe and Adam Hayes do one heck of a job with that website and putting together the ultimate kayak fishing resource for all you guys to go check out. So if you're not a member of that, you better become one or else I'll cut you. No, I'm kidding. And then nothing like threatening people to do something. That's like the best way to get things done. That's it. That's all I got. Sponsors, real quick. Jackson Kayaks, with a full line of kayaks, both whitewater and fishing related. We have something for everyone. Come check us out. Bedding Branches Paddles, some of the best paddles on the planet. I made that part up. They are, though, seriously. Orca Coolers. I don't need to say anything else. They're made in America by Americans for Americans. America! And lifetime warranty on every piece and part of the cooler. They are roto-molded right there in Sparta, Tennessee at the Jackson Kayak Plant. So definitely give those guys some love. Bill Terry and the folks over there at Orca Coolers have shown myself and Pepe and others a tremendous amount of love, and we definitely appreciate that going forth into our fishing endeavors. Tackle Webs, get your fish on. Captain Mike Ortigo's fantastic designs for tackle storage solutions, whether it be for your 10 to 14-foot kayak or your 70-foot sport fisherman. There's a Tackle Webs bag for you. In fact, the Orca Coolers now come with Tackle Web bags attached to the back of them. So clear your deck for battle with Tackle Webs. TackleWebs.com for all of the other information you might be looking for. You can find your local retailer that way. If your local retailers do not carry Tackle Webs, tell them you'll no longer shop with them until they get them. Again, threatening works well. Slayer Ink Lures, Chris Sensi, you crazy bastard. I appreciate all your support. Probably one of the best soft plastic manufacturers on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Baits are awesome. Catch a bunch of fish. And, of course, my unofficial drink of my show, Jack Daniels. So, with that, Pepe, Alan, Wheeler, Jim, Mark Lozier, thanks for calling in, guys. Appreciate it. Hope you guys have a splendid weekend. Any of you guys planning on fishing? Wheeler?
I wish, man. We've got that front that's moving through the Midwest. It's going to be here starting tomorrow through Monday. So probably not. I've got a lot on my plate to get ready for the new Low Sodium show coming out on the 6th of March. And, yeah, man, just getting ready for the water to warm up and for some fish to get their lips ripped.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good. And, of course, as you just heard, if you didn't listen to Wheeler's show last night, he's going to start doing a low-sodium show. All you freshwater guys, tune in to Mark's show. It'll be chock full of good information on catching them, bucket mouths, and so on and so forth. He'll be taking next week off so that he can prepare his show for the following week to jumpstart right into the low-sodium show. So don't forget, that's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. Thanks, Mark, for being here, brother. Appreciate you helping me out, man.
And I thank you, man.
Absolutely. And then, Alan.
Yeah, I got family stuff Saturday, maybe Sunday. I might get out Sunday for a little bit, weather permitting. So still up in the air, but I might.
Cool, man. Sounds good. Pappy?
I got to earn brownie points, man. After boondoggle, 4 days of that. And then we got another 4 days, 3 or 4 days next week. I need to earn brownie points, man.
Yeah, so I got you. You're going purse shopping.
Yeah.
Jim, man, I know you said you're feeling better, brother. You gonna try and do any fishing?
You know, we got some weather coming in tomorrow and Saturday morning. We'll just have to see what we got weather-wise going on. Got that front's coming through here, too. We had some lightning storms tonight, believe it or not.
Really?
So, yeah, it kind of freaked me out.
Oh,
so,
man.
I'd like to see some of that. Yeah, so we'll just play, see what the weather does, you know?
Cool, man. Well, if you get a chance to get out, man, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. And, again, to all you guys out there, listen and take a kid fishing, or the future of our sport. Spread the word, Kayak Fishing Radio. Please share our page on Facebook, the yakangler.com page. Share it on Facebook. Look for a boondoggle page, an actual just boondoggle page, to come up on Facebook here shortly. I think it's warranted. I've been hammered by messages on my personal Facebook page, folks asking about it. So I think that I'll have to talk to Mark and Chip and Adam and see if we can make that happen. Don't forget to check out all of our podcasts and stuff like that too. We appreciate everyone's support. Kayaks by Bo. I forgot to mention this earlier. We're getting closer and closer to our tackle store. Our tackle store is going to be legit. And after talking to Tom, we're going to possibly set up a shopping cart for a website for said tackle store. So all you guys that follow me here, either on the show or we're just friends or whatever, feel free to shop with us, man. That'd be cool. I'll ship you out stuff. We're going to do crazy deals, man. Like if you buy a reel from us, we'll spool it for braid with braid before we send it down to you for free. Things like that. All kinds of giveaways and whatnot that'll be coming to our Facebook friends. As soon as that's all ready to fly, I'll let you guys know. Other than that, Trey and Logan, you're already asleep. Sleep through the night. Daddy is exhausted. Sweetheart, thank you for letting me do what I do. And that's it. Good night. Everybody have a safe week. God bless. See ya.
Hey, good night.
Get your fish on.
Night.
Get your fish on, man. Where's my buttons? See that? That's horrible. I wasn't even ready. Not even prepared. Here we go. See ya.